Tom Scott, the wizard of politics. How you doing, sir?
You're embarrassing me.
No, it's just true.
I think of Harry Potter when you say that, and I don't have a wand to defend myself.
You don't even need one. You can just make those puffs happen all by yourself. So it's always good to talk with you, Tom, to get your perspective on what's going on. And we haven't had a little brainstorming session, so I'll just turn it over to whatever is top of mind for you, because I know there's something you're dying to rant about.
Oh, you know, well, let's start with a pet peeve. I don't believe that legislators, and this is not an ideological assertion of mine, I don't think that legislators should be allowed to use their position to harass a class of citizens. And case in point here is this knucklehead state rep from West Hartford, Jillian Gilchrist, who filed a bill to put a 50% tax on ammunition. So that's 50% of the cost of the ammunition would be the cost of the tax. So, you know, a dollar for a shotgun shell would turn into a dollar and a half for a shotgun shell. And let's make very clear what she's doing here. And I think she needs to be honest about it, and people need to call her on it. She's harassing law-abiding gun owners, and in this case, primarily people who are middle class and lower middle class who will feel this burden more than others, and sports shooters and skeet shooters and everything else, but also sports shops and gun shops in Connecticut. Because think about it, if you have a 50% tax on ammunition, why wouldn't you go over the border and buy it in some other state?
But don't we live in an era in which elected officials are no longer in pursuit of good policy? They're just in pursuit of good politics. And she's doing this thing they call virtue signaling, right? She's just showing how lefter than left she is, and how willing to regard, to show utter disregard for good policy in order to satisfy her base. Isn't that what she's doing?
Well, I suspect that's a big part of what she's doing, but she's one of these ideologically committed gun grabbers as well. She's showing no respect for the Second Amendment, no respect for hardworking, law-abiding citizens in this state, and I think that every gun owner in West Hartford needs to call her up, email her, be polite but firm, and let her know that they're on to her and that they don't appreciate it. And by the way, there are a lot of Democrats who own guns in this state.
I'm sure there are, and ultimately that it could cost them something. But I think they've calculated that this is part of that left-wing manifesto that they have to be signed up for. And you can't afford, because there are lynchings going on, political lynchings of people who don't sign up for every item with the needle pinned.
Well, the base of the Democratic Party, and I'm talking about the people that are really active. I'm not talking about the average registered Democrat who listens to your show to be informed and entertained.
Yeah, you're talking about the 100% showing up to vote, out there at rallies, giving money, what have you.
These are the folks, but the hardcore left in this state, which is now the dominant demographic within the activist wing of the Democratic Party, they've turned into a mob, and that's what they are. They are a mob, and they will shout down. Look at what happened to Tom Brokaw a week or so ago. He made what I thought was a kind of obvious and innocuous comment about people paying tribute by coming to America legally and learning our common language, English. And he got into a conversation about learning English effectively. I mean, he's
yes,
not the most articulate guy who's been an anchor in the past, but I knew where he was going with this. And he's sort of a traditional, old-line, liberal Democrat, and he went on an apology tour for about a week.
Yes, but the mistake he made, I think, was being an old guy. And being an old white guy. And even though he's famous and he's a lefty, being an old white guy, you're not allowed to do that anymore. Or certainly there's stricter standards.
And when the left shouts people down on things like this, because I think he made a legitimate point, Tom Brokaw did.
Yeah, he did. And he said, I've been saying it for a long time.
Yeah, and it denies the public the chance to have an honest conversation about assimilation. That's a legitimate conversation.
It certainly is, yes.
It's not anti-anybody.
I love this. I love this direction, but we've got to pause for traffic and weather updates. So stay tuned. Tom Scott, longtime, well, 10 years a state senator and a longtime Republican activist. WTIC, yeah. Yeah, we are rocking. Tom Scott is here. It's always fun. Do you? We were talking about careers earlier, Tom. You've had a lot of different ones, right?
Yes, you could say that.
Do you have a favorite?
A favorite careerist?
Yeah, a career time, that you know, a period of your life in terms of what you're doing for work.
Well,
was it being a state senator?
Well, no, you know, that was part-time, and I enjoyed, I won't say every minute of it, but I enjoyed most of it. I feel that it was an opportunity to contribute, but it was also a great learning experience. I mean, I was just a kid when I first ran for the Senate, so it was sitting on the Judiciary Committee, for example, as one of the only non-lawyers on that committee. There were a few others, but there weren't many of us. It was a very, very educational experience. So I guess I'd have to say overall that 10-year stint was probably a highlight, particularly, hey, I learned more there than I did in college, to be honest with you.
Well, I would hope so. There's so much more going on there educationally than what's going on in college.
You know, back to this Julian Gilchrist, just for a moment.
Sure.
In West Hartford, I just came up with a quote during the break here, and she said she's hearing pushback about this 50% tax on ammunition, about the need to protect one's home. And then she goes on to say, but how much ammunition does someone really need to do that? The question to her is, is it any of your business?
Well, it's such a stupid question, though, too. It's like if you proposed a 50% tax on contraception and said by way of explanation, you know, how much contraception do you really need?
Well, if you go to some of the trap shoots in Connecticut, you'll see some people go up there and fire 200-300 rounds in an afternoon.
Yeah, well, she might want to tax that too.
She does.
Probably.
She wants to tax a 50% tax on all ammunition sold in the state of Connecticut.
No, but I mean, she might want to put a extra tax on because you're going to the shooting range.
Yeah,
something like that.
I mean, this is what we're dealing with. I mean, not only is she ideologically committed to harassing law-abiding gun owners, but she doesn't even understand what she's dealing with.
You know, I had this minor revelation about the left. I've been trying to resolve, I'm always trying to resolve whether they are actually as hateful as they appear to be, or if they just get caught up in ideology and have no principles attached to it, at least no government. So we've got a system that's so unique and is so powerful in what it's achieved for mankind. And I hear them talking all the time in ways that show utter disregard for what those underpinnings are that make it so effective, that have caused so many people to be lifted out of poverty. It is capitalism that makes people not be poor. It is not communism. It is not a Soviet-style government, which is what these people are pushing. How do they not get this? How is it possible for them not to understand at all, Tom? Did you figure that out during your 10 years in the Senate?
No, but I would add to that, nor does it include condescension and arrogance and elitism. And with some of these, particularly some of these wealthy liberals, I don't mean to overly...
No, I was just... My mind flashed instantly down to the Gold Coast, and I'm thinking about a certain freshman senator.
Well, exactly, from Greenwich. And the problem, the condensation that too. But the reality is these people are speaking down to us.
Yeah.
And part of it is they're being trendy within their cocktail circuit. That's part of what's going on here.
They get elevated for this.
Exactly. At our expense.
It's terrible. We're talking to Tom Scott, who is busy all the time thinking about what's going on in the state. So there's this celebration of leftism going on at the State House. There was a, I didn't hear the press conference today, but yesterday they were having a sort of a celebration of their victory in Hartford and talking about how wonderful they are that they got all this approval from the voters. And I, on the one hand, I'm disgusted by that because, well, you know, you got some approval from the places where you deliver a rigged system, where you do the things that cause the government to be bankrupt. Yes, you get a lot of approval for stealing money from people who are working hard and giving it to your voters. But do they have a right to feel good about themselves because of their election victory?
Well, I'd say this. They worked hard, certainly. But even the leaders, the people that know better, I don't mean the hardcore activists who are just along for the ride and are trying to win and trying to do the right thing. But in terms of the leaders who are looking at data and looking at polling and everything else, they all thought they were going to lose the governorship this time because, of course, we should have won as Republicans.
Yes.
So there is a certain jubilance there and relief on their part that they actually pulled it off. So now that they have a supermajority in the House and the Senate and the governor, that may not last after 4 years. So they're going for it. You know, we had this conversation about Senator Looney from New Haven last week. They're just going for broke. They're going for the whole enchilada here, and they're going to get everything they can get. And if they lose in 4 years, well, at least they will have implemented and executed a huge portion of their left-wing agenda.
There'll be a lot to undo, and obviously it doesn't get undone, all of it, because it takes a lot of political capital.
It sure does.
All right, so what do you feel about what you're seeing from those folks?
Well, I'm alarmed, in part because, you know, the governor is no fool. At least we're beginning to see that. And he's inviting these Republican legislators over to a little soiree over at the governor's mansion there on Prospect Street. And Republicans only, no spouses, no significant others. And these guys are going to get the big rub. You know, they're going to get the red carpet treatment. They're going to be served top shelf liquor and beer and wine. And the governor's going to try to make friends with a lot of these Republicans. And the reason I think he thinks he can get Republican fingerprints on his economic package, which we all know is going to include massive tax increases and fee increases, he wants Republican fingerprints on that.
Sure.
And when you're dealing
bipartisan,
so he's got this is the big schmooze, and he already knows that he's got the Senate Republican leader leaning in that direction anyway. I mean, Fasano came out of a meeting with the governor a few weeks ago and said, "Wow, I had a really warm feeling meeting with him." So this is what's happening. And I just hope there are enough Republicans who understand that they're being conned by this guy, that he doesn't need their votes, Todd. He wants their votes so that this appears to be bipartisan. And what do some Republicans want more than anything else? They want to be seen as bipartisan.
Yeah, and they want to be able to share in the in all of the wonderful things that fall from the sky on the shoulders of those who work together and get stuff done.
Well, a few crackers and cheese and shrimp cocktails.
You think they're going cheap, huh?
I hope it doesn't convince too many Republicans to buy onto this nonsense.
Tom Scott, thank you, sir. Great to talk
Anytime.
With you always.
Take
all
care.
Right, former state senator and political advisor and stuff like that.